Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Well, here we are together again. Welcome. My theme for this program is Waiting in Hope. It seems like I just go from one week to the next, waiting in hope until we can be together again on this station. Oh, I so appreciate each and every one of you, my dear listeners. It's my blessing to be able to share God's love with you. And it's my desire to encourage you to walk with expectant hope in God in your life. Yes, whether it was when the disciples of Jesus walked this earth or now, 2,000 years later, we are waiting with great hope for the return of Jesus. But in the meantime, Jesus also wants us to walk in our daily lives with the expectant hope that he will help us in every situation of our lives. I came across a marvelous scripture in Acts 2:26, and in a modern translation it says, "I've pitched my tent in the land of hope. I've pitched my tent in the land of hope." Oh, I wonder, where have you pitched your tent today? What are you expecting to happen in your life? I know a man who often sees all the possible things that might go wrong in any situation. I don't think he's pitched his tent in the land of hope. Yes, we always have a choice in how we wait. It's for sure that we all have to wait for various reasons and at various times. Sometimes it's as simple as waiting for your family or friends to come to dinner. But there are often much more difficult times that we wait. In many parts of the world, people sometimes wait for a loved one to come home, not knowing if the war that they live with on a daily basis will come to their part of town. And in other parts of the world where they've had earthquakes and other disasters, sometimes the waiting for water or food or shelter seems to take forever. Well, no matter what the cause of our waiting, I do know God will help us be contented and happy as we wait if we ask him. He will give us the peace that we need while we wait. Well, there's a song that tells us that no matter how long we have to wait, God will make a way. Yes, that's the name of the song. God will make a way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me close. With love and
Yes, I play that song so many times at night. It's so reassuring. God will make a way for us. Oh, there's so many wonderful songs that encourage us in our walk with God. And since we're talking about waiting, I hope the music encourages you in your time of waiting too. One of the most difficult parts of waiting is keeping a right attitude, no matter what our circumstances may be. When we wait with the right attitude, we're paving the way for God to give us the miracle that we're waiting for. Some people may say, "What do you mean, a miracle?" Well, I consider anything a miracle that God helps me with. So when we wait with expectancy in our heart, we are preparing the way for God to work on our behalf. You know, sometimes people will say, "Samantha, how long do I have to wait?" Well, I don't know. But what I do know is if you will wait with faith and hope and expectancy, God will bring your miracle to pass at the perfect time. You know, there have been times in my life, and I'm sure in yours, when our problems seem so huge, there's nothing we can do. But when we pray, asking God for His help, He will be there for us to help us with the obstacles that we face. Well, the next song expresses my thoughts so well. Let me read to you some of the words. "All my life, through the good and bad of life, whether I should gain or lose, still I choose to trust in Thee." So, no matter what you're going through, the Celebrant Singers assure us with the song, "All My Life."
Through the good and bad of life, whether I should gain or lose, still I choose to live my life. Every moment all for Thee, walking on so close to Thee, while I'm learning every day, come what may, to trust in Thee. Take away the doubt that hides my perfect will. Give me faith instead, and with Thy Spirit
Yes, I'm learning every day, come what may, to trust in Thee all my life. Oh, I hope that is an encouraging song for you. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and you are listening to the Psalms of Hope program. My desire is that the music I choose for you encourages and blesses you. And since I'm talking about waiting in hope, I thought I'd check and see how many times the Bible talks about hope. Well, the Bible talks about having hope, keeping our hope against all odds, trusting the Lord in hope, and it talks about it 131 times. Well, I just want to read a few of the hope scriptures today to assure you it's not just my good idea. Here's one of my favorites, and probably yours too. It's Isaiah 40, verses 30 and 31. Even the youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And here's another one, Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Oh, I could do a whole program on just that scripture, couldn't I? Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Those are good marching orders for us, I think. And here's another of my favorites that I have to quote to myself sometimes, is Psalm 42, verse 5. Why are you downcast, O my soul, and why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. You know, sometimes I have to chuckle. Even King David had to talk to himself, to encourage himself, as he did in this scripture. And where does our hope come from? Well, Psalm 121 answers that for us. It says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help and hope comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Now here is Paul Wilbur singing a song based on Psalm 121 and other scriptures. He sings, Where does my help come from?
Psalm 121 says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth.
Thank you.
Yes, our help does come from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. Well, some time ago, I was reading a story about Phil and his family in Seneca, South Dakota. Since I'm from South Dakota too, it piqued my interest. As I was remembering the song I just played, Where Does My Help Come From?, I thought of Phil. The story was about a tornado that ripped through their farm, tearing up metal buildings, twisting 35-foot silos into steel ribbons, even wrapping the walls of a metal garage around a pair of grain trucks like a blanket. Well, as Phil walked through the rubble the tornado had left in its wake, he wondered what they would do. And he wrote, "It was a half century of family farming gone with a flick of Mother Nature's wrist." Well, the next morning, walking through the destruction, Phil prayed, "We've survived a lot out here, Lord, but how are you going to get us through this one?" But soon in the distance, he saw trucks coming their way. As they drew near, he realized it was the farmers and their families who went to Grace Bible Church with them. They had come to help. And Phil prayed as he realized, "We are not just one family, are we, God? We're part of your family. If we lean on you, if we place all our hope in you, we will make it." And so, my friends, that's true of all of us. As we put our hope in God, he will bring us through. Oh, God often uses people to help, as he did with Phil and his family. But as we trust in God, I know we don't have to walk alone. Yes, that's the promise from Jesus, and he will never leave us or forsake us. So may I suggest, while you're listening to the music that I'm going to play, that you take these few moments to quiet yourself as you listen to the words, the music. It's Vern Jackson reminding us, "You'll never walk alone."
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on. Walk on, walk on.
Oh, yes, if we have Jesus in our heart, we will never walk alone. You know, there have been times in the past when I've been lonely or fearful of the future or concerned about our health, whatever the issue. But what a blessing to know that no matter what happens in our life, we have that promise from Jesus that we will never walk alone. If we ask Him, He'll be with us. Well, I hope that that song was a blessing to you. You know, music's very powerful. And if you thought about it, if your home has a lot of turmoil, one place you might check is what kind of music is played in your home. Some scientists have done some tests hooking people up to computers and found that our body responds differently to different kinds of music. Some music excites us, some can actually irritate us, and some music brings peace to us. So you might want to think about what's happening in your home with your music. You know, there have been times in my life when I was going through difficult times that I would turn on Christian music and it would quiet my heart. Truly, God-honoring lyrics can change our lives and bring an awareness of His power and His strength that's available to us. Yes, there is power in the words and music to heal our broken hearts, to quiet our turmoil. It's always my prayer that the music I choose for you will bless and encourage and comfort you. Well, I've been talking about waiting in hope during this program, Psalms of Hope, and while I'm normally a patient person, I sometimes struggle like most people. I like to have solutions and I like them now. Waiting. Oh, waiting. There, how many times of our lives have we been forced into a time of waiting? Waiting for things to change, waiting for a miracle of healing or restoration, waiting for a door of opportunity to open, waiting for a relationship to get better, waiting for a wayward child or grandchild to come home. And for some people, after tornadoes or earthquakes, waiting for shelter or even water. Waiting, waiting. Well, it reminds me of a verse in Psalm 130, verse 5. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in His word I do hope. Well, since we may have to wait, how wonderful if we wait with God's grace and patience and learn to hope in His word. If we learn to wait on the Lord rather than our circumstances, we won't get tired and weary and anxious, but we can keep our hope because it will be in the Lord. Well, dear friends, if this program blesses you, I pray you will become a partner to help us send out this message of hope around the world. We need each and every gift, no matter how small. So listen to the announcer for my contact information. And so long for now. I'll look forward to being with you same time, same place next week. I'm Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will choose to put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833 USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.